Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, but you need to come check me out.
I can't wait till it's time.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been asleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do G Money's sports report. So let's talk about NBA or WNBA basketball. Let's talk basketball. DJ Papa G, what's going on, man?
Same old stuff. I can give you the WNBA standings if you want to hear that.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. In first place, it's still the Las Vegas Aces with 23 wins and 2 losses. In second place, the New York Liberty is holding tight with 19 wins and 6 losses. In third place, the Connecticut Sun is right up on them with 18 wins and 7 losses. In fourth place, the Dallas Wings from the Western Conference, the second team in the Western Conference, is holding tight, although in fifth place, the Atlanta Dream also has 14 wins and 11 losses. So Dallas has to stay up if they want to maintain their fourth-place position. In sixth place, it's the Minnesota Lynx with 13 wins and 13 losses, another Western Conference team. In seventh place, it's the Washington Mystics, an Eastern Conference team, with a record of 12 and 13, so not real close on Minnesota's heels. In eighth place, it's the Chicago Sky with 10 wins, 15 losses. Ninth place, the L.A. Sparks, 9 wins and 16 losses. In 10th place, it's the Phoenix Mercury with 6 wins and 8 losses. And in 11th place, it's the Indiana Fever with 6 wins and 19 losses. And in 12th place, it's the Seattle Storm with 6 wins and 19 losses. So it looks like Phoenix, Indiana, and Seattle are battling it out for last place down there. But that's the standings for the WNBA.
Okay. Any games played in the last 2 days with the WNBA? I know it looks like the Las Vegas Aces played a game this weekend and won a game. So I know they had a game. And what about the New York Liberty? Did they play a game this week and win a game also?
Yeah, first place Las Vegas Aces beat the fourth place Dallas Wings, both in the Western Conference, yesterday, 104-91. The New York Liberty, who is in second place, beat the LA Sparks yesterday, 87-79. So let's see. The Seattle Storm beat the Indiana Fever. I think they're battling for last place. 85-62, so they're neither one. I mean, they're still in last place. Chicago Sky, who I think might be up there in the Eastern Conference, beat the Phoenix Mercury, who's battling out for last place in the Western Conference, 104-85. And that's pretty much it. The Connecticut Sun lost to the Minnesota Lynx. That's surprising. Connecticut Sun is up there in the let's see, where's the Connecticut Sun? Yeah, they're in third
place.
They're
in second place. And third place. Okay.
And in third the Eastern place, Conference. Yeah, and they lost in the Eastern Conference. And they lost to the Minnesota Lynx, who is in they're in sixth place. So
are they in the Eastern Conference?
To get back to them, no, Minnesota Lynx is in the Western Conference.
Okay.
Yeah, they're holding on to sixth place. So that's
okay.
It. That's what's going on. There was 9 games yesterday and no games today. And 4 games tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about tomorrow's games tomorrow. All right. Well, let's talk Major League Baseball. I know they had some big things going on in Major League Baseball. They had some trades made, and they had some pitchers that debuted for the first time in the Major League. So let's see what happened in the American League. So tell us about the standings in the American League. They played some real interesting baseball these last weekend.
All right, in the American League East, the Baltimore Orioles are still on top with a record of 64 wins and 41 losses. In second place is the Tampa Bay Rays, who also have 64 wins, but they have 44 losses. So they're battling out for first still. Third place, the Toronto Blue Jays with 59 wins. Fourth place, the Boston Red Sox with 56 wins, 49 losses. And in fifth place, it's the New York Yankees with 55 wins. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are on top with 54 wins. 53 losses, followed by the Cleveland Guardians, who have 53 wins and 53 losses. So they're right on their heels. In third place, the Detroit Tigers with 47 wins and 59 losses. In third place, in fourth place, the Chicago White Sox, 43 wins and 64 losses. And in fifth place, it's the Kansas City Royals with 32 wins and 75 losses. In the American League West, the Texas Rangers are on top with 60 wins and 46 losses, followed by the Houston Astros with 59 wins, 47 losses. Third place, the California Angels, 55 wins In fourth place, the Seattle Mariners have 54 wins. And in last place in the American League West, it's the Oakland A's with 30 wins. They beat somebody. That's surprising.
They won
a
game. All right.
Yeah. In the National League, in the East. Yeah.
Okay. What games were played this past weekend?
You want to do that before you go over the National League standings?
Oh, no. We can go over the National League record.
In the National League East, the Atlanta Braves are on top with 67 wins, followed by the Miami Marlins, who have 50. So the Braves have 67 wins. In second place, it's the Miami Marlins with 57 wins. So the Braves are way ahead of them. In third place, it's the Philadelphia Phillies with 56 wins. In fourth place, the New York Mets with 50 wins. And in fifth place, in the National League East, it's the Washington Nationals with 44 wins. In the National League Central, the Cincinnati Reds are on top with 58 wins, followed by the Milwaukee Brewers with 57 wins. Third place, Chicago Cubs with 53 wins. And in fourth place, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates with 47 wins, 58 losses. And in last place, it's the St. Louis Cardinals, who also have 47 wins, but they have two more losses. They have 60 losses. And in the National League West, the LA Dodgers are on top with 59 wins, 45 losses. In second place, the Giants moved up. The San Francisco Giants are second with 58 wins and 48 losses. So they're right on the Dodgers' heels. Dodgers need to win their games or else they're going to be in second place. In third place, it's the Arizona Diamondbacks, who were on top at one point. They're in third place now with 56 wins. So they're going to need a few wins if they want to catch up and get back in the game. In fourth place, it's the San Diego Padres with 52 wins. And in fifth place, the Colorado Rockies have 41 wins. And that's the standings for the National League.
For the National League. All right. Any interesting games going on in the National League that we can talk about?
Going on, so there's none presently going on. There are some games that were played yesterday and some games that will be played today, but actually nothing is happening at the moment.
Okay. Okay, I thought maybe, the Yankees are in the American League, and I thought they had made some trades to get a pitcher to come and play for the Yankees. But I guess there's no word about that. And it looks like the Yankees lost their last couple of games. So they haven't made the trade that everybody was expecting to go down this last week or so. So I guess there's no new sports report. No news to be talked about in the Major League Baseball season. All right. Well,
there probably
I got some news.
Know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I got some news in the music conference that was being held in Las Vegas. It's going to start on Thursday, the 4th of the 4th of August. And I was told that it was going to be a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday event, but but it's ended up being a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday event. And it's going to start at 5 o'clock on Thursday with a big meet and greet session with all of the attendees attending a welcoming party. And at 8 o'clock at night on Thursday night, they're having a concert. And I don't know who's performing in the concert. I think it's going to be a lot of no-name artists that will be performing in the concert. And after that, let me back up. The fee for you to go to the music conference for the first day of the conference, the VIP prices is $105 for you to go as a VIP person, and you're going to pay extra for the music concert later on that evening at 8 o'clock in the evening. So you're going to pay $105 to go to the concert for just Thursday's concert, and then you pay extra for the concert that's going to start after 8 o'clock on Thursday night. Now, the regular price for the regular people is going to be $75 for the conference, and then it's going to be like $20 for the concert at the convention. So it's going to be extra money all the way around. So if you're a VIP, you're going to be paying over $100 to get into the convention, and then you're going to pay $20 more to attend the concert at 8 o'clock. And all of that is going to be the expense for Thursday night meet and greet conference, music conference. And then Friday, it's going to be either $100 for VIP or it's going to be $75 for regular people to come in to the conference. And then that's when they start with all of the convention people that will be making presentations in the music conference. It will be record labels, and it'll be distribution people, and it'll be publishing companies, and all of that type of information will be talked about in the regular conference. And it's a whole lot of activities that will be going on Thursday, on Friday, and then on Saturday it's going to be a whole bunch of events for the people that attend the Saturday conference, and it's going to be $100 for the VIPs, and it's going to be $75 for the regular people that just want to come in and see what's going on in the music conference. And I don't think they have a going away party the last day of the conference. So I don't know. They may have some new artists being showcased at the last day of the conference. I gotta go to Power88LV and look up the events and the agenda for the conference to learn everything that's going on in the conference for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. All the ticket prices will be on the website, and all of the activities will be on the website. So everybody can tell all of their people that are interested in attending the concert to go to the website, Power88LVN, and they can find out all of the prices and all the activities that will be happening in the music conference. And that starts on Thursday, the 4th of August, and then it'll go through Saturday. It's the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th of August. Okay, that's the news for the music conference right here in Las Vegas at Boulder Station Casino. That's where it'll be. So contact Power 88 to get any more information. You can call the number, area code 702-648-0104. That's 702-648-0104. And that's for the music conference that will be at Boulder Station, August 4th, 5th, and 6th. And that will be the information. And the location is the Power 88 LVN. And you go to the website, and then you pull up the conference, the music conference, and you can get all the information at that time. Okay. That's the news report for the music industry right here in Las Vegas. Okay. Well, now let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. And I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100. Style motorcycle, and I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people.
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They shot me now, just fine.
Stop already, damn.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Hot like a blazing fire burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her room.
Shut up already. Damn.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Dip, snap, and drop.
Ever so sweet, mother jeez.
Dip, snap, and drop.
Don't you get all that in them jeans?
I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. That master of the blue, got blue.
Shut up already. Damn.
I'm Dream Money. Ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love
Shut up
my...
already. Damn.
She was beautiful. Big breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. I'm so fly, they call me Chef Wattman. Girls in my neighborhood freak
Shut
freak.
Up already, damn.
And the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican. But she was beautiful.
you're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me six tacos? Well, they charged me for six, as it should have been $5.16. They want to charge me $1.70. Did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries and I got a drink, right? $5 and $2.19 is $7.19. So they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft tacos, extra. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Like 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and to start off Monday's radio show, I got some jokes for you. There was a boy that went to a pet store, and he asked the man, the salesman, if he could buy us a shark. And the salesman said, what do you want to buy a shark for? And the boy said, well, I want to put it in my fish tank because my cat has been messing with my fish, and I want to get even with him. Ooh-wee. Now, why do they say a snake is a smart animal? You don't know. Because they said you can't pull his leg. Okay. Did you hear about the man that got arrested for feeding the birds at the zoo? And you want to know why he got arrested for feeding birds at the zoo? Because he was feeding them to the lions. Woo. Well, there were two old men sitting in the hallway of a convalescent home. And one of them was hard of hearing. And the other one was a little bit blind. and they were sitting in the hallway early in the morning on a bench in the hallway. And this old lady, a resident of the convalescent home, walked down the hall butt naked. And she was walking down the hall and she saw the men sitting on the bench and she spoke to them. She said, "Good morning, gentlemen." And they recognized her voice and they said, "Oh, how you doing, Miss B?" And she said, "I'm fine. I'm going for my morning walk, just trying to stretch my legs. So you gentlemen have a good day." And they said, "Yes, Miss B, you have a good day also." And she walked on. And one of the men asked the other man, he said, "Did you see what she was wearing?" And the other man said, "I don't know. I couldn't see it real good. But what I could tell, it really needed ironing. It was really wrinkled, and it needed ironing bad." Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. There was a man standing in front of his house, and a funeral went by his house. He was out watering his grass, and a funeral procession went by his house, and then they stopped because they had a flat tire on the back of one of the hearses. The vehicle that was carrying one of the caskets. So the man had got out to change the tire on the hearse. And the man on the water in the grass looked at the procession, and he saw all of these men lined up behind the hearse walking down the street with behind the procession of the funeral. And he was kind of interested to wonder why all of those men were walking behind the funeral procession. So he walked to the limousine window and knocked on the door. And the man in the limousine rolled the window down. And the man said, "Excuse me, sir, I'm just wondering what kind of funeral procession is this?" And the man inside the limousine said, "Well, it's a funeral for my wife. My wife died." And the man said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I give you my condolences for the family." And he said, "How did she die?" And he said, "This dog sitting next to me, he attacked my wife and killed her." And the man said, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But I guess that's a family dog." And the man said, "Yes, he is a family dog." And the man said, "Okay." And he said, "I noticed that there are two caskets. There are two caskets in the procession. Who's in the other casket?" And the man said, "Well, that's my mother-in-law is in the second casket." And the man said, "Well, what happened to her? How did she die?" And he said, "She died from the same dog. The dog bit her and killed her. He attacked her and killed her." And the man said, "Oh, again, I give my condolences to the family." "Okay, sir, I was just curious to know what kind of procession this was." And he turned around to walk back into his yard to finish watering his grass. And then he thought about it. He took a second thought. And he turned around and walked back to the limousine and knocked on the window again. And the man rolled the window down. He said, "Excuse me, sir. I don't mean to inconvenience you, but I was wondering, is it a possibility I can borrow that dog?" And the man said, "Get in line." That's when all the men in line were waiting for their turn to use the dog. Woo! money. Pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a man driving down the highway, and he was speeding on the highway, and he passed a highway patrol officer that was sitting off to the side of the road behind a freeway billboard. And the highway patrolman was eating his lunch, and he looked up and saw the man speeding on his highway. And he said, oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So he put his lunch up, and he took off after the man that was speeding on the highway. And while he was chasing the man down, he thought to himself, he said, well, once I catch this man, I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he gives me a legitimate excuse, I'm going to let him go. And I'm going to go back and finish my lunch. So he chased the man down. He turned his lights on, his red lights on. And then the man pulled over and stopped the car. And then the highway patrol officer got out his car and walked over to the driver's side of the man that was speeding and knocked on his window. And the man rolled the window down and said, yes, officer, can I help you? He said, tell me why you were speeding on my highway. And the man said, well, I was riding down the highway, and I looked up and saw the highway patrol off to the side, hiding behind the freeway billboard. And it reminded me of my wife. See, my wife ran off with a highway patrol officer. And then when I saw you turn your lights on and I saw the lights in my rearview mirror, I thought you were trying to catch up with me because you were going to give my wife back. I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. You know, I was teaching sixth grade, and I had black kids and white kids. I had Asian kids. I had Spanish kids, and I had Indian kids in my classroom. But I had to make sure all of them could speak English, or I'd have to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so they could learn in their own language, because I couldn't teach them anything but English in my classroom. So I started off the day by saying, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up and I said, Michael, did you understand what I said? And he said, yeah. He said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? And he said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. I'm telling you, dumb kids, boy, they're a handful. Yeah, there were two kids that were really bad. And their mother was trying to straighten them out. She kept correcting them and trying to keep them out of trouble and punishing them when they got in trouble. But that didn't stop the kids. They were always into trouble. So she went to her neighborhood priest, and she talked to the priest, and she said, can you talk to my kids? Because I think you can talk to them and you can straighten them out, because I've been talking to them, and I can't seem to get through to them. They just keep acting up. And the priest said, okay, bring me your kids to me, but bring me one at a time. So the mother grabbed her oldest son and took him to the priest and dropped him off. And then the kid was sitting in the office with the priest. And the priest was talking to the kid, and he said, do you know who God is? Do you know what God can do? Do Do you know how many people praise God? Do you know what God can do for you? Do you know where God is? Do you know what God can do for you? But do you know where God is? And the little boy jumped up and ran out the room and ran down the street all the way to his house. And he ran in the house and he ran into the room where his brother was. And he said, hey, they say God is missing. And they think we got something to do with it. I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Okay. Last joke for the beginning of the joke for Monday's radio show. There were two men that were having an argument. They were saying that when Jesus walked the earth, one guy said Jesus was white. And the other guy said, no, Jesus was black. And they argued about that all the time. Every time they met, they were arguing about what color Jesus was. And then one day they died. And they went to heaven, and they were inside the pearly gates. And they saw Jesus. And one man asked Jesus, he said, when you came to earth, weren't you a white man? And the other man said, no, when you came to earth, weren't you a black man? And Jesus looked at him and said, como se llama? I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, let's have a song. DJ Papa D, play Superman. G Money is Superman. I like that song. Let's get that song started to start this Monday's radio show with. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
See, in the neighborhood, we had a white boy. His name was Billy, and Billy was an only child, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother, and they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player, but he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught. A lot of times.
Yeah, 212
was a man.
Yeah. Money, G-G-G-Money. He's pimp crazy. Playboy silly. You gotta love him. Gotta love him. Gotta love him. Oh, yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and we're getting the Monday show kicked off real good here because I got some jokes that just are amazing. You know, I wrote a book. And they said the book was boring. And they put it on the Braille reading list. And they said the blind people were reading the book. And their fingers were going to sleep. There were two flies that were flying around. And they landed on a piece of boo-boo. And one fly lifted its leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, hey, man, come on, give me a break. I'm eating here. Yeah, there was a man that went into the bar, and he asked the bartender, he said, if I can show you an interesting trick, and I get a free drink? And the bartender said, well, I got people coming here all the time with some special tricks so they can get a free drink. So you got to have something really exceptional for me to give you a free drink. And the man said, okay. and he put his briefcase up on the counter, on the bar, and he opened the briefcase up, and he pulled out a miniature piano, and then he pulled out a hamster and put it in front of the piano, and the hamster started playing Michael Jackson, Beat It, and everybody in the bar was fascinated, and the bartender was really amazed, and he said, okay, you can get a free drink, and he gave the man a draft beer, and he put it on the bar next to the piano, and the man picked the drink up and drank it, and when he finished the drink, he put the glass back on the bar, and he said, all right, if I can show you another interesting trick, can I get another free drink? And the bartender said, well, it has to be something really exceptional for you to get another free drink. And the man said, all right. And he reached in his briefcase and pulled out a frog and sat it on the bar on the other side of the piano and the hamster. And the hamster started playing Beethoven, and the frog was singing Beethoven, and everybody in the bar was fascinated. They were like, whoa, that frog is really talented. And the man said, okay, you got two exceptional talents here, so I'm going to give you another free drink. And he fixed another draft beer for the man. And the man sipped it and drank it. And then he was standing there. And there was a man sitting at a table on the other side of the bar. And he was watching the whole thing. And he saw the man put the frog up there and listened to the frog sing. And the man was fascinated. He was like, hey, mister, I'll give you $1,000 for that frog. And the man said, really? $1,000? And the man said, yeah, I'll give you $1,000 right now if you give me that frog. And the man said, okay. And he gave him the frog. And the man put the frog in his coat pocket. And then he broke out $1,000 in bills and paid the man. And the man walked out of the bar with the frog. And the bartender said, man, I don't want to be in your business, but you just gave away $1 million frog. A frog that can sing like that would make you millions of dollars. And the man said, no, that's not a problem. Because see, the frog can't really sing. It's my hamster. That's a ventriloquist, and he's the one that was doing all the singing. So he says, that man just got a frog. He didn't get a singing frog. He just got a frog. So I came up on $1,000. Oh, man, I'm G Money. So funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, well, DJ Papa D, let's play another song for the listening audience. Let's play Candy for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And then the next time we performed, I came out with my cape wrapped around me, and they got some girls sitting in the back of the auditorium, and they got money they're holding over their girlfriend's head. So I go to her, and I put my foot up on her chair, and I wrap my cape around her, so that nobody could see her And I'm playing it to the audience like, oh, my God. And I'm just loving this. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm playing to the crowd. And this girl reaches in and grabs my dick and my nuts. And she pulls my dick out of my G-string and starts sucking on it.
From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, I. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me.
It's a candy.
It says, oh, one girl waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no. We're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling.
It's a candy.
So he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street.
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked. And I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a candy.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked. And they said, the bums with the knock in their neck are not women.
It's a candy.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh, my God. And I was, like, checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dick, you know it's a man. But you might just pop. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. So we jumped on a train and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around and my teacher was walking around pointing all the paintings out and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out the museum, and then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit, I'm lost. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Dream Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money. And, well, it's almost time to shut it down for some Monday show. But I got one last story to share with you. There was a man that walked in the house and caught his wife in bed with his best friend. And he went to the bar and he told the bartender, he said, give me a drink, a strong drink. And the bartender said, okay, you want vodka or whiskey? Whiskey. And the man said, give me a double shot of whiskey. And the bartender said, okay. And he fixed him a double shot of Jim Beam whiskey and put it on ice. And the man sipped it. And then he sipped it. Then he turned the glass up and drank the whole drink. And he pushed the glass back to the bartender, and he said, give me another double shot of that whiskey. And the man said, all right. And the bartender fixed him another double shot of whiskey on the rocks. And the man sipped it, and then he sipped it again, and he turned it up. And the bartender said, wow, that's really serious. You drank 2 double shots of some strong drink. What is your problem? Why are you so mad? You look like you got an attitude. And he said, man, I went in the house. I was in my house. And I caught my wife in bed with my best friend. And the bartender said, wow. So what did you do about your wife? And he said, I walked in. I told her to get up out of bed, get dressed, pack all of her shit and get out of my house, because I don't want to see her no more. I'm tired of looking at her. And she can get out of here, and I don't care where she goes. I don't want to see her no more. And the bartender said, well, that's one way to get rid of your wife. So what did you do about your best friend? And the man said, I walked over to him and I put my fingers in his face and I looked at him dead in his eyes and I said, bad dog. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, I think it's time to shut the show down. So, DJ Papa D, I guess it's time for us to do the birthday wishes. So, if it's, we don't have any more time left, let's do the birthday wishes and get on with the end of Monday's radio show.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Oh. I didn't do a story. I didn't do a story.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, July 31st, 2023. Happy birthday to Joseph Mosley. Happy birthday to Stacy Smith Bailey. Happy birthday to Ralph Louis Pierre Sr. Happy birthday to Joy Lonnie. Happy birthday to Josie Marie. Happy birthday to James E. Johnson. Happy birthday to Sarah Beth Jenkins. Happy birthday, Shaw Blake. Happy birthday to somebody trying to be funny. James Wallace. And happy birthday to Allison Blackwell. Happy birthday to Tiffany Rochelle. Happy birthday to Shajnethi Cannon. And last but not least, happy birthday to Sylvia Irwood. That's it for birthday. So I just want to wish everyone a happy birthday today. Happy birthday today. We're celebrating their birthday today, July 31st, 2023.
Hey, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday. And I saw Sylvia Irwood today, and she told me it was her birthday. I forgot about wishing her happy birthday today. But yes, I saw her today, and she came up and gave me a big hug, and she said today was her birthday. And I said, oh, okay. I said, Sylvia, I think I know you, girl. And I was like, what is your name? And she said, it's Sylvia. And I said, I recognize Sylvia, but what's your last name? And she said, Irwood. I said, that's right. I know you, girl. That's right. You were doing the cooking for seniors all across the country. That's what you had gone on tour doing. Dinners for seniors all around the country. So how are you doing with that? And she said, I'm going to start off with my dinner tour tonight. I said, oh, you're just going to get started tonight? And she said, yep, I'm going to start it tonight. And I said, oh, okay. Well, good luck with your dinner tour then. I really wish you much success in your dinner tour. Ah, yeah, I forgot all about Sylvia Irwin. And I actually ran into her today. And, but anyway, before we do anything else, DJ Papa D, I forgot to do a story today. Do we have time to do a story? Do you have a short story we can share? Huh?
It's 4:29.
What time is it? Oh, okay. 4:29. Oh, okay. Well, if you got a short story, we can play a short story for the audience. Do you have one, 10 minutes or so? So we can get our story in today. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back into our radio show. We have a story to share with the listening audience. So sit back and put your feet up, put your head back and relax as we share a story from my past back for your entertainment pleasure. So I recorded this story for the listening audience. So sit back and relax and enjoy this entertainment story for your listening pleasure. Okay, DJ, play the story. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
The eighth grade, about 1972, I was walking the neighborhood with my four friends. Was Warren, who was in the eighth grade at St. Eugene's Catholic Elementary School, and with Ricky Holloway, who was at Horseman Junior High School, public school, and his little brother, Bernard, who was in elementary school. He was in the sixth grade in elementary school. And we were walking the neighborhood, and we were just talking about girls. And Ricky was telling us some stories about some of the girls at his public junior high school. Now, me and Warren both went to Catholic elementary schools, so we didn't have the freedom to run behind buildings and to kiss girls in the classroom and stuff like that. It wasn't anything going on like that at our school, but in the public schools, Ricky was telling us stories, and he was especially talking to his little brother about stories that went on in his junior high school. He said girls were going behind the bungalow, and they were doing the hoochie-coochie behind the bungalows. And the girls were going into empty classrooms and kissing and hugging on boys. And girls were going across the street to their houses if their parents weren't home. And they were going and spending the day with boys at their house. And boys were taking girls across the street to their house. And everybody was messing around. And Bernard was excited. He was like, he was in the sixth grade. He said he can't wait to get to junior high school. Boy, he's going to have a lot of girlfriends. And me and Warren were looking at each other, and I don't know how many girlfriends Warren had, because Warren was light-skinned, and he had a big, curly afro. But Ricky was light-skinned, and he had a curly afro. But me and Bernard, we were chocolate. We were black boys. And I didn't have a lot of girlfriends. I had a lot of friends, a lot of girls that liked me, but I didn't have no girlfriends. Everybody wanted to be like my sister, or they wanted me to be their brother. They didn't want to have no relationships with me. So that's how I grew up in the early 70s. That's how it was. So if you were dark, you didn't get no love. And
I found out that they were having a lot of relations in the public schools. So that's what Ricky was telling his brother. And when his brother said, oh, when I get to the seventh grade, I'm going to be in junior high school. I'm going to have girlfriends. I'm going to have a lot of girlfriends. And he really thought he was going to have a lot of girlfriends. And I was just, I didn't want to bust his bubble and tell him that you were going to get called little black boy, that you were going to be a chocolate drop, that people weren't going to love you and respect you because you're dark. And black was not the color to be. It was like you were last on the barrel. You know, all the light-skinned guys and girls got picked first, and then the chocolate guys got the last pick. We were the last ones that people made, they dated. So Bernard was excited about going to junior high school. And the next year, when he got to seventh grade, he went to school, and he was trying to be a playboy. He was going to school, and he'd come home, and all the kids at his school, all the light-skinned guys, had big afros. They had started wearing the afros in the 70s, and I think that's when the Jackson 5 came out. Everybody on the Jacksons, it was all black males, but they all had big afros, and that's what made them real popular. Plus, they could sing, and they could play instruments. That made them really popular. So the big afros became the look for everybody. Everybody wanted to have a big afro. And in the Olympics, the 72 Olympics, they had the guys that were winning in the races in the track, and all of them had big afros. And they stood up on the podium in the first, second, and third place podium, and they had their fists in the air. They had black leather gloves on with their fists in the air, and they all had big afros. And Angela Davis was a professor at UCLA, and she was involved in the civil rights movement. They were trying to get Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday. So she was speaking all across the country on behalf of Martin Luther King. And Angela had a big afro, and that's what she was known for, having this big afro. So we were trying to get our afros together, and all the dark guys had short hair, but they had little BBs in their hair. Their hair didn't have big curly locks. They had little BBs. And so what we started doing was we started having people braid our hair. I know I went to my mother, and I told her, Mama, I want you to braid my hair. And my mother braided my hair. She put twigs in my hair, and they called them plaits. And that's what my mother did. And my mother told me my hair was kind of hard for her to braid because my hair was kind of short because I used to get haircuts a lot. My daddy always cut my hair, and we used to brush my hair. My hair was so nappy that I couldn't even comb it with a comb. I had to brush it with a brush. And then we would pat it down to make it look all smooth and round. We would pat the knots down, the little tiny curls. They look like little nuts, little, I don't know, but you would pat your hair down to get it to be nice and smooth and round. So now everybody was trying to get their hair braided. And Bernard hadn't had a haircut in a long time, so his hair was kind of long, but he would pat it down to make it nice and round. And he had his mother braid his hair, and he went from having a half-inch afro to having a 3-inch puff afro. I mean, he came out, and his hair was in a big afro. And everybody was shocked. We were like, wow, look at your hair, dude. And he just thought he was the shit after that. He just knew he was fine, and the girls liked him. They thought he had good hair because he had braided his hair up and combed it out, and he had a big, puff, 3-inch afro. And girls were really liking that. So I was trying to get my hair braided all of the time so that my hair would be big and stand out, too. And, in fact, when I couldn't get it braided, I would take a hot comb to my hair, and I would hot comb. I would press my hair and make it as straight as possible, and then I would comb it into a natural, an afro, and my hair would be long. It looked a lot longer than it did when it just regularly had them little tiny curls in my hair. Now I had big curls. My hair was almost straight, but I had big curls in my hair, and my afro stood out. And I was like, yeah, now I got a big afro, and girls would think I'm cute. And that was the way that I started getting girls.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You know, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, thank you for listening to Monday's radio show. We finished it with the story laid on in the show, but we already recognized all the birthdays, so it's nothing left except for me to sing happy birthday to all the birthday fans, followers, and friends that are celebrating their birthday today. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. All right. May God bless you on your birthday today. And may you have a family gathering of your friends and all of your family. May they cook you a beautiful dinner and sit around the table and tell stories about how you've gotten older and you've gotten bigger and you have more people in your family to recognize your birthday, and your kids and your spouses, your husbands and wives, may they give you the recognition that you deserve and the respect that you deserve for your birthday today. So have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm out of here. Talk to you later. See you tomorrow on Tuesday's radio show. Good night, y'all. And let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing
when we elected Donald Trump as president, he's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.